hearty greetings and happy Friday to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Happy the way that I am playing. A lot of matches in a row, winning in a difficult surface for me, of course. Yeah, very happy for everything. Let's see what's going on tomorrow, but of course, being able to win the U.S. Open, Beijing, and now being semifinals here in Shanghai, in all the tournaments, tough events against tough players.
A happy Rafael Nadal, the world's number one ranked tennis player, speaking Friday in China, where he's through to the semifinals at the Shanghai Masters Tournament. Rafa beat the Bulgarian Grigor Dimitrov for the second time in as many weeks. Final score from Shanghai, 6-4, 6-7, and 6-3. Rafa now has a 15-match winning streak in what's been a resurgent season for the Spanish star. And Rafa says winning builds confidence.
Of course, when you play with confidence, I had the second serve and the ball become coming to me and I hit it angle with the cross-court angle with my backhand. So, of course, without confidence, that shot is almost impossible to do it. But I don't know. Of course, I am in a good run. And of course, I have been playing well for a long period of time. And that helps to be confident and to play well the important moments.
Rafael Nadal will play the Croatian Marin Cilic in the semifinals in Shanghai. Cilic ousted the Spaniard Albert Ramos Vinolas in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. Marin Cilic is currently ranked 5th in the world. Hey, Rafa, can you size up Cilic for us?
Yeah, tough one. He always is a very dangerous opponent. And I think this surf race, this court helps him. He's a very fast one and he's able to go for the shots from the baseline. And at the same time, the surf helps a lot to play more aggressive from the baseline to him. So it will be a tough one. It's true that I am playing well. Let's see.
In more results from Shanghai, Swiss star Roger Federer advanced to the semifinals Friday with a straight sets victory over Frenchman Richard Gasquet. Final score from China, 7-5 and 6-4. How'd you feel out there, Roger?
I felt good, you know. I thought, like you said, I thought it was a really good match. Some big points, important shots at the right time for both guys sometimes to stay even. And we both created chances, both use our chances sometimes, you know, like the break and re-break in the second set. And I thought we were able to keep up the level, you know, from the beginning till the very end.
Roger Federer will next play Argentina's Juan Martín Del Potro, who beat Federer last month in the quarterfinals at the U.S. Open in New York. Hey, Roger, how do you see this semifinal against Del Potro?
It's a revenge chance for the U.S. Open, you know, where it was tight and I couldn't win. So I see that more than his injury. I did see the fall. I saw the match. It's a good match. Troitsky played well. It was a tough break for him to get after that. That's why he was so upset and so frustrated, Victor. It was a tough one for him. But, you know, for now, I hope that Juan Martín can recover and we can play a normal match tomorrow.
Roger Federer mentioned the injury Juan Martín Del Potro suffered in his quarterfinal Friday against the Serbian player Viktor Troicki. Del Potro won in three sets, 4-6, 6-1, and 6-4. In the fifth game of the third set, Del Potro had a fall, and he put his left hand out to stop himself, in the process hurting the wrist that he's had surgeries on. Del Potro says he'll have the wrist examined by doctors, and he hopes to play in the semifinals.
I don't know how is my wrist after I fell down. I put my wrist and I felt something wrong in that moment. But I continue to play, just playing slices, just to try to finish the match. But now it's time to see what the MRI and the study says, and also what the doctor says. I'm a little worried, but I know to deal with all of these things.
Argentine tennis player Juan Martín Del Potro speaking Friday in Shanghai, China. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Last year's Olympics in Brazil had more than a few memorable moments, but also tragedy. German canoe slalom coach Stefan Hens died from injuries suffered during a car crash in Rio de Janeiro. He was 35. Hens went into coaching after a successful international career as a slalom canoeist. He won a silver medal at the 2004 Olympics in Athens, as well as a world title in 2003 in Augsburg, Germany. My VOA colleague Kevin Enix reports Hens donated his organs, and his heart has given new life to a Brazilian woman.
4 years after a heart attack left Ivanette Balthazar bedridden, she received a new heart from Stefan Hens, the German Olympian who died in Rio. She is back on her feet now and committed to living life in her Olympian's honor.
Regarding the walks and races, I did my first walk just a little while ago, and really it was a tribute to him, for me and for him, because I would not be able to do that 3-kilometer walk alone. I did it in 36 minutes. For me, that was a victory. It was like I won a gold medal, and I also felt it was a way to thank him for having been able to do this, because I alone would never have been able to do that.
Her doctors say there is nothing she cannot do.
Her heart is great, marvelous. It functioned very well, and the heart will allow her to change her life's history. She was very limited, but she will develop much better now, and most importantly, with quality. She will be able to do things she never would have dreamt of. And that is thanks to the person who is no longer here with us, but is contributing so another person can enjoy an improvement in her life.
Balthazar has also promised herself she will canoe as well in her donor's honor.
I am really taking care of this heart. I would like to give his mother a hug because I am also a mother, and I know how much she must be suffering because there is no greater pain than a mother losing her child. I would hug them and tell them that I am going to do everything I can to make sure this heart is alive for a long time, and I am going to try to do as much as I can.
She has sent the family of Stefan Hens a letter to thank them. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
We'll be right back. time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa program. In football news, American coach Bruce Arena stepped down Friday, 3 days after what's been described as the most embarrassing loss in U.S. men's national soccer team history. The USA lost to Trinidad and Tobago 2-1, and as a result, will miss out on the World Cup for the first time since 1986. My VOA colleague, Andrew Palcheski, will have some reaction to Bruce Arena later in the show. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, has an emergency committee meeting scheduled for Saturday in Lagos, Nigeria's commercial capital. Joining us now with more details is reporter Samson Omale. Good evening, Samson.
Good evening to you, Sonny. The body is expected to meet in Lagos, Nigeria on Saturday, and top on the agenda of the executive committee is the African Nations Championship CHAN, originally scheduled for Kenya, but was later withdrawn due to lack of adequate preparation on the part of the East Africans. The meeting will also deliberate on recent happenings in the game in Africa, as well as CAF competitions next year. Nigeria's Super Eagles coach Geraint Rowe has set his sight on qualifying for the 2019 African Cup of Nations AFCON Finals. The German tactician recently guided the Super Eagles to the 2018 FIFA World Cup Finals following a 1-0 win over Zambia in Uyo, Nigeria last weekend.
We have now in five games, four victories. I didn't believe that in this group, with the teams you know, we could make four victories and only one draw in Cameroon. So it's not finished, because the most difficult will begin to make a good World Cup and to prepare it.
Elsewhere, Egypt has started to implement a 5-referee system in its domestic football league following mounting criticism over the performance of referees. The new system, officially known as Additional Assistant Referees, AAR, was used in Egypt's Premier League matches for the first time on Wednesday. The AAR sees an additional assistant referee placed behind each goal to help the referee rule on contentious decisions during the game. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
The Voice of America.
VOA. Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day, it will brighten all the way. If you keep on the sunny side of life.
All right, Roy.
Let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always to keep us everyone in His care. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day, it will brighten all the way, if you keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us once again here in Studio 22 is Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Happy Friday, Andrew.
Happy Friday to you as well, Sonny.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending on this Friday the 13th?
Well, that right there is what's trending. Friday the 13th, known in many parts of the world as a day of bad luck, and a lot of bad luck going on in the sports world today. And we start with the Washington Nationals started playing their Game 5 decisive game of the National League Division Series on Thursday, October 12th, and didn't finish it until Friday the 13th. It went very late into the night.
Long game.
Long game and a long series that was unfortunately not in the Nats' favor. Losing the National League Division Series for the fourth time in 6 years, Sonny, and three of those times went to a decisive Game 5. In fact, the Nationals have lost Game 5 at home three times, twice losing by only one run. So not good for the Nationals. Some big problems in the fifth inning when the Nats went from leading 4-3 to trailing 4-7 after the Cubs managed to score four runs off of Max Scherzer, who won the Cy Young Award last year. That's the award for the best pitcher in the National League. They have one for the best pitcher in the American League as well. He gave up four runs. The Cubs reaching on an intentional walk, a pass ball strikeout, which is the ball kind of went behind the catcher, and the catcher had to run and scramble to get it. Catcher's interference because the batter hit the catcher's glove, so he got the base on that. And a batter was hit by a pitch. Now, talk about bad luck and one in a million. This is the first time in Major League Baseball history that those four plays have happened in one inning.
Wow.
And only five times ever in the history of Major League Baseball have all four of those happened in one game. Talk about bad luck. I mean, this was all come crashing down on the Nationals. Now, they did try to make a game of it. They did try to come back, but they just couldn't close it out in the end. One fan said on social media today, the baseball gods did not want the Nationals to win. And after all that bad luck, you have to scratch your head and wonder, must be something going on that the Nationals just can't get past that hurdle in the playoffs.
Bad luck indeed to be a Washington Nationals fan on Friday the 13th. Just a quick update for our Major League Baseball fans out there listening to the Voice of America. The Cubs, the defending World Series champions, they'll next play the Los Angeles Dodgers in the National League Championship Series. And the American League Championship Series, which gets underway later Friday night in Texas, will feature the Houston Astros against the New York Yankees. The Yankees, of course, very proud tradition. Quick trivia question, Andrew. How many World Series titles have the Yankees won?
Oh, man, I got to remember. It's around 27, I think.
You got it.
Yeah.
You nailed it. 27. 27.
I'd be in trouble with my brothers who are big Yankee fans if I didn't get that right. So
the Yankees, we'll see how they do, but I think it should be an interesting championship series in Major League Baseball.
Definitely, and I think it's interesting to note that even, you know, months ago, back in May and June, the two teams that everybody was talking about and saying that they were going to meet in the World Series were the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers, two teams that are still in it. So it's going to be very interesting to see if those predictions were correct and those teams do make it to the World Series.
Andrew, what else is trending on Friday the 13th?
Well, it was very bad luck, as we talked about this week, for the U.S. men's national soccer team missing their chance at qualifying for the 2018 World Cup. And all of that disappointment coming to a head today on Friday the 13th, as coach Bruce Arena resigns. He says he's stepping aside as the coach. Fans are glad that the house clearing has begun. They said they need to fire a lot of people and make some big changes to get the men back on track. Others saying it's not necessarily something to celebrate. The disappointment's still pervasive. And then there are those who say that Arena should never have been hired in the first place. They said that it's a little late for that now, though. Mm-hmm. It's after the fact. Now, Arena did release a statement where he said that when he took the job last November, he said, "I knew there was a great challenge ahead, probably more than most people could appreciate. Everyone involved in the program gave everything they had for the last 11 months, and in the end, we came up short. No excuses, we didn't get the job done, and I accept responsibility." So he is taking the blame for that, saying it was on us, we didn't make it happen. But he does say that there was tremendous growth and accomplishments in the men's team over the past two decades, that it's grown quite a lot, that there's a lot more investment in youth soccer and building up the sport in the United States. So he does make that point. And this is how he closes this out, Sonny. He says, "From the high of reaching the quarterfinals of the 2002 World Cup to the low of a few days ago, I have appreciated every minute of being part of this program." And that is something to remember, even though this is a down point for the U.S. men's national team, they have had their high points as well, that 2002 quarterfinal run at the World Cup. So hoping that they can get back on track, but Bruce Arena will not be the coach to get them there. Now, a lot of speculation, too, as to who the next coach will be, if they'll pull from perhaps the Major League Soccer coaches or look internationally, as they did with Jurgen Klinsmann, to try to find someone who's built up maybe an international program. But a lot of questions about that as well. But for right now, at least, the bad luck is only continuing for the U.S. men's national team.
Yeah, interesting how he reflected back to 2002, Andrew, that Arena has experienced the best and the worst when it comes to that U.S. men's national soccer team.
Yeah, the highs and lows. And he is getting some credit for stepping aside, some fans saying that's the right thing to do. But we'll see where the program goes from here. Bruce Arena-less program. We'll see who the coach is replacing him.
Any other bad luck stories out there, Andrew, on Friday the 13th?
Yes. Well, another person who's had some bad luck is National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell, not just with dealing with the protests that we've been talking about for weeks, but as commissioner of the NFL, Goodell is often the subject of criticism from the media, from players, and especially from fans. Some would argue he's the most disliked of all the major sports league leaders, not a very popular guy. But it's not just bad luck for Roger Goodell, it's bad luck for his wife, because there's a Twitter account under the handle @4Argument, and it goes by the name Jones Smith, and that Twitter account has been slamming Goodell's critics, saying that reporters were false and biased, calling fans immature for targeting Goodell. Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, Sonny, that account isn't owned by a person named Jones Smith. It's owned by a woman named Jane Skinner, who happens to be Roger Goodell's wife.
Interesting.
So Roger Goodell's wife, using the secret Twitter account to try to defend her husband. Interestingly, the Wall Street Journal found this because this account followed just 46 others, including four accounts linked to the high school where Jane Skinner and Roger Goodell's daughters go. So that's how they found this. That was the sleuthing that they did. Skinner said it was a silly thing for her to do and done out of frustration and love. And people are defending her, saying, well, what spouse wouldn't want to defend their, you know, husband or wife, especially if it's a high-profile person, as they're getting attacked on social media? but a lot of other people saying this is another embarrassing incident for Roger Goodell and perhaps some bad luck that he and his wife have gotten caught up in this on Twitter.
And also maybe a lesson that these bogus accounts can backfire on you.
Yeah, make sure that you keep it private because otherwise they will be found.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Sonny.
And that wraps up the bad luck edition, the October 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Kwame Ofori. Thanks also to VOA engineer Peter Hundley. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is in mourning after the horrific shooting that took place at an outdoor music concert in Las Vegas October 1st that claimed the lives of 58 people and wounded hundreds more. The shooter was found dead from apparently self-inflicted wounds in the hotel room where he carried out the attack. Investigators have not yet attributed a motive for the largest mass shooting in modern American history, but the FBI has said no evidence of terrorism has emerged so far. President Donald Trump flew to Las Vegas to meet with victims of the massacre and speak to first responders, law enforcement officials, and civilians who came to the aid of their countrymen during the attack. There are many such people in the latter category, men like Jonathan Smith, who was credited with saving the lives of at least 30 people until he was felled by two bullets and dragged to safety by off-duty policeman Tom McGrath, or cab driver John Zequera Jimenez, who repeatedly drove into danger to transport people away from the carnage. In his remarks to law enforcement officials, President Trump asked God to bless the men and women who protect us and bring healing to the families of the wounded, the injured, and the fallen. He also said, "In the depths of horror, we will always find hope in the men and women who risk their lives for ours."
We cannot be defined by the evil that threatens us or the violence that incites such terror. We're defined by our love, our caring, and our courage. In the darkest moments, what shines most brightly is the goodness that thrives in the hearts of our people.
We are blessed to be surrounded with heroes, President Trump said.
As one eyewitness recounted this week, while everyone else was crouching, police officers were standing up as targets, just trying to direct people and tell them where to go. Parents and spouses used their own bodies as shields to protect their loved ones. Americans dashed into a hail of bullets to rescue total strangers.
In the months ahead, President Trump said, we will all have to struggle with the horror of what has unfolded, but we will struggle through it together. We will endure the pain together, and we will overcome together as Americans.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
This is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts. Every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next, Straight Talk Africa, an in-depth discussion on the unpredictable nature of Africa's presidential politics. From Liberia's peaceful transition of power, to uncertainty in the Democratic Republic of Congo, to confusion in Kenya. A conversation on the continent's unsettling elections on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music.
Wake up, dance this music.
Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.